So we need the marks, we need the attributes, we need the person of the Buddha, and all the myriad colourful forms with their particular symbolism, stories, myths, and resonances, at least the ones that speak to us in our time and our place and at our particular moment. But these forms, these marks, are bounded by time and space and place. So they're limited by time and place and subject to the ravages of time. They arise, they pass away, and they're also limited by our perception, limited by our perception of self and other, of us and Buddha. In that sense, they're fraudulent. They arise, pass away. But they're not to be rejected. They're doorways, portals, archways into the vast, immeasurable, timeless space of the Buddha's true body, the Dharmakaya. The Dharmakaya, which doesn't break down, but which isn't something that you can find or fix or name it. Not possible to talk about it. So, let's just read the passage again. What do you think, Subhuti? Can the Tathagata be seen by the possession of his marks? Subhuti replied, No indeed, O Lord. And why? What has been taught by the Tathagata as the possession of marks? That is truly a no possession of no marks. The Lord said, Wherever there is possession of marks, there is fraud. Wherever there is no possession of no marks, there is no fraud. Hence the Tathagata is to be seen from no marks as marks.